Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
And let's check in with the editor of Ukrainian Freedom News. We go live to Ukraine, Joseph Lindsley with us. Joseph, I want to ask you about this frightening report yesterday from the White House saying they have detailed information outlining Russian efforts to annex additional Ukrainian territory. So that could mean that if there is an attack and a missile, a weapon provided by the West is used on Ukraine, Putin could say that that's like attacking Moscow. This is a bit frightening, isn't it?
Exactly. And this has been Putin's strategy from February 23rd of this year, where he declared, the breakaway land in the Donbass to be Russian. You know, these were Russian republics. And that was what he used as justification for the invasion on February 24th. So absolutely. And what we see right now in occupied Mariupol and occupied Kherson, the Russians are preparing to have a referendum so they can claim that the people of those places are democratically choosing to become part of Russia. Meanwhile, we just learned that in Kherson, in the city, which has been occupied since March, there's a new reign of terror. You can be shot for violating curfew. And there's a new Russian edict that discrediting the authorities of the Russian Federation or any informational propaganda against Moscow is prohibited. So they're setting the stage to have these fake elections. And yeah, I think to up the ante here with the West.
Yeah, this business of annexing the land, I mean, that would be like when the United States was in Iraq, that we wanted to make Iraq part of the United States. I mean, this is crazy.
Exactly. It's crazy. And then, you know, today on, Putin is meeting with the Supreme Ayatollah of Iran, and the Supreme Leader of Iran said, you know, they have to band together to defend Syrian sovereignty. We must stop these people that are trying to tear Syria apart. And it's ridiculous because that's exactly what Russia is doing, is trying to do here in Ukraine.
What did you think when you saw the pictures of Putin in Iran and then Ukraine's first lady in Washington?
I mean, they stand out for their contrast. You know, I don't know if you saw the picture of the Supreme Ayatollah and Erdogan and Putin, and they're holding hands together, almost like they're waiting to fly up into the sky, which would be great for all of us. It's a bizarre photo. Then we have the image of free people in Washington, Olena Zelenska, First Lady of Ukraine, meeting President and Mrs. Biden. And, you know, Ukrainians, of course, appreciate the American support. Whenever people speak to me as an American, they always say, oh, you know, thank you to Joe Biden and thank you to America. I think their real foreign hero for Ukrainians has been Boris Johnson. You know, he was one of the first foreign leaders to walk the streets of Kyiv and a strong voice for Ukrainian victory. So there's a lot of sentiment for Boris Johnson, and I'm sorry to see him go. And there is, I'm seeing that photo of the First Lady of Ukraine with the President, First Lady of the U.S. There are some cracks in the Ukrainian relationship with Biden, because it was when Obama, Biden were in office, that's when Russia took the Crimean Peninsula. And it was in 2014, we had the Revolution of Dignity. Ukrainian people stood in the streets until the regime of Viktor Yanukovych fled to Russia. That happened on February 24th, 2014. Interesting date. Interestingly, Yanukovych had previously been advised by Donald Trump's first campaign manager, another side point in this whole saga. And when that regime fled to Moscow, one of the ministers is a guy named Mykola Vladislavovich Zlochevsky. He's a friend of Putin. He ran a major energy company with major gas resources in the Crimean Peninsula. But now he was in Moscow and he was cut off from Crimea. He didn't have to worry long because Putin swiftly moved in to take the Crimean Peninsula. The West and the White House did nothing. And this is what Ukrainians, they wish there had been more action in 2014 because they believe that if you let Russia get away with that in 2014, one day he was going to come for the entire country. And then just to close this, we had 2 months later, in May 2014, that energy firm with its CEO in Moscow, now reunited with its Crimean natural gas resources, hired the son of Joe Biden, making as much as $50,000 a month. So something might have, it's just a strange thing where we need to ask questions. And this story, another weird wrinkle here, was reported in May 2019 by the New York Times. The co-author of that story was a woman named Yulia Mendel. And a couple months after that story broke, after she broke it, President Zelensky named her as his press secretary. So I'll say there's a lot going on here. Some big questions probably staring us in the face. I think probably a lot of Western leaders in 2014 were pretty naive. Mm-hmm. Maybe they didn't realize what kind of games they were playing. They didn't realize what kind of frustration that this was allowed to go on. And now the whole world is suffering from what's mm-hmm. happening today in 2022.
You've given us a lot to digest, Joseph. Let's end by saying congrats to Dawn from Libertyville. She's the winner of the Authentic Ukrainian flag. And I know you appreciate everybody's support here in the Midwest, don't you?
Dawn, absolutely. And wave those colors. And I send you my greetings from a rather hot day here in the Carpathian Mountains of Western Ukraine.
Joseph Lindsley, more tomorrow. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Bob.